Hello and welcome back to the next series of our podcast. Today we'll be interviewing a handful of Year 4s about their fun-packed residential. Year 4 have had their first ever residential, they only stay for one night. Year 5 are on their second residential, so they stay for two nights. And finally, Year 6, who have done three residentials, stay for three nights. Residentials are definitely one of the top highlights for each class, so we are excited to see what our Year 4 students have in store to tell.
Hello, my name is Layla, and today I'll be interviewing Ayanthe. Hello, Ayanthe. How are you? Good?
Yes.
So, I come here today to talk about your residential. How was it?
Well, it was really fun, I think my whole class enjoyed it a lot.
So, I have a few questions. What was your biggest challenge?
Well, at first I found it hard to sleep because three people in my room cried in the night, but all of us went to sleep eventually.
So, how much teamwork did you have to use when you were as a visitor?
Well, we did a few activities like lessons as we would normally do in class. And we worked well with our friends when we were making posters of ways to save our environment.
Wow, that's amazing. And what did you play?
Well, most of us were playing it. Some of us were like, because there's sun lounges at the zoo, so some of us was just like chillaxing.
Oh, yeah. And what was your best part?
I really quite enjoyed all of it. All about the same amount.
Really? Do you have any... Thank you, Ayanthe.
Hi, it's Willow, and I'll be talking to Ava. Hello, Ava. What's your favourite zoo activity?
So when we were at the zoo, we were making posters about how to save the environment, and that was definitely my favourite activity.
How did the rooms work?
So there are basically four people in each room, and yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Were you nervous about sleeping over?
No, but I was quite worried about who I was going to go into the rooms with, but I was put in a room with all my friends, so that's fine.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
I just like to say that all the teachers were really great at caring for us.
Thank you, Ava.
Hello, my name is Ruby. I'm talking to Elise about the zoo residential trip. What was your favourite part about the trip?
It was when we got hot chocolate and it was just super yummy and tasty, and it was before bedtime.
What was it like when you slept at the zoo?
It was amazing. It was only my third sleepover, so I was quite nervous, but I was excited as well.
Did you stay up late?
Yes, very late. I stayed up until 1 in the morning.
I am in Year 3 and I'm looking forward to sleeping at the zoo. What advice would you give me?
I want to give you the advice to not be nervous because it's very fun, and I would also give you advice to not pet the animals at the zoo.
What else can you tell our listeners about your trip?
It was very fun. The best was the breakfast was also good, as well as the dinner.
Hello, this is Layla again, and today I'll be chatting with Elodie. Hello, Elodie. How are you? Good?
Yes.
So I came here today to talk about your residential. How was it?
It was okay, but not many people got sleeping.
Oh. So, I have a few questions. What was your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge is probably going to sleep because I was really worried about it.
Really?
Yeah. I probably would be as well. So, did you have to do any teamwork challenges or something?
Oh, yes, we did. At the second day, at the end of the day, we had to work in a team to use a compass.
To use a compass?
Yes.
Cool. Did you play any games?
We played so many games.
Was it fun?
It was really fun.
That's cool. Is there anything else you want to tell us, Elodie?
Well, we had ice creams and lollies. And yeah, it was just so fun. I really enjoyed it.
Really? Well, that sounds nice.
Okay, so it was really great hearing what everybody had to say. It is the end of the podcast club now. There will be no podcast club next week since the Sixes are on their residential with Mrs. Flett. But we will be hearing all about it on the following week. So thank you for everybody who has participated. Bye.